Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio, specializing in how to be honestly green. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, and are really good for the environment. Tips and suggestions from listeners are encouraged, so give us a call at 866-444-3478. It's now time to venture through the foggy misinformation and learn about what truly is green. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor and proud owner of Mystery Dog Tater, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. The telephone number to be with us here is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by SmartPot. This is a company that's been around a long time making these fabric pots for growers, tree growers and other kind of growers out there commercially. And then they started making a line of products for the homeowner, and they're terrific. They've got all kind of different sizes. Some have handles. Some are real wide, so they function as raised beds. They're particularly good for people with patios, for people that are gardening in the backyard, vegetable gardening and herb gardening. They can be moved around easily because they're so lightweight. And last forever. They prevent the circling girdling problem that's gigantic. And you ought to give them a chance. Talk to your local garden center. If they don't have them, you can find out information on the website and tell them about it, and they can get the pots through normal distribution. It's smartpots.com, okay? And telephone number, if you wanted to call them, it's 800-521-8089. 800-521-8089. Kevin in Rockford, Illinois, joining us this hour. Hi, Kevin.
Morning, Howard. I got a question on coffee grounds, used coffee.
Okay.
It's for the compost directly in the lawn, in the garden. What is my best way to utilize it?
Well, let me tell you what I do. Every morning I make coffee, organic coffee beans is what I use. I grind my own whole beans, and then I use what's called a French press. You know, you just put it pour the hot water over the ground, coffee grounds, and then you've got this little plunger you push down. And that's it. It's the simplest, and it is the cleanest tasting way to make coffee, in my opinion. Those grounds that are pressed to the bottom, I add some water, and I go throw them out in the same place, in two places, outside my breakfast room and outside the den, and I've been doing it for years. So you can use it, coffee grounds, directly as a fertilizer on the soil surface, just like you would use any organic fertilizer, or you can put it in the compost pile. And just turns into an incredible thing. The other thing that you can do with coffee grounds is leave them in big containers of some kind, bags or hard containers, and leave them kind of on the moist side, and they'll develop the prettiest fungal growth you've ever seen, which is very beneficial. And it can then go in the compost pile after you've grown some really interesting things in it. So you can use coffee grounds in any of those different ways.
Well, I've been collecting it over the winter to do my work, and right now I got about maybe a 30-gallon garbage can full of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I read it's good for tomato plants, just to put it on top maybe.
You bet. You can use it as a top dressing material, work it in. It does have some nitrogen and other major nutrients, and it's got a real nice load of trace minerals. If you just use nothing but the coffee grounds, it might be a little bit light fertilizer for really heavy feeding plants like tomatoes and things like that. So I'd use it along with some other organic fertilizer, maybe alfalfa meal or one of the nice organic blends. But it is a very good, gentle, mild organic fertilizer, maybe the best one for interior plants where you want to maintain the plant's color and health and everything, but you don't want them putting on a whole lot of growth because that becomes a problem inside.
Okay. So to get more bang for my buck for my coffee is just directly into the plant roots than a compost pile, maybe?
I think there's benefits to doing both. If you're doing compost, I would add some of it to the compost. I think it makes the compost better because it just increases the cross-section of microbes that are going to be in the compost pile, making the compost better. But direct application is good, too. So I'd do a little bit of both.
Okay. All right. That works.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're doing good. All right. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas someplace. Let's see. That's pronounced the name of that town, Joe.
Gamelia, Arkansas.
Gamelia.
Yeah.
What can I do for you?
I got your book on Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening and Total Guide for Vegetables, Fruits, and Herbs. Anyway,
okay.
It's the first year we're going to go really organic. And anyway, I got a question about the pear problem. We got the fire blight really bad here, and I end up cutting the heck out of the branches and stuff. Anyway, should I start on that Garrot juice plus potassium bicarbonate and garlic, like right away, like now, all through spring before bud out and everything?
Yeah, but I tell you what, Joe, since I wrote that, we've come up with something that works a little bit better than that. The Garrot juice as a base is still what we recommend. But what will shut down fire blight, which is a bacterial disease, is hydrogen peroxide.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you get hydrogen peroxide from the drugstore or the grocery store, either one, make the hydrogen peroxide, nice fresh stuff, you know, that you just bought, because if it stays around, it turns into water. But put the nice fresh stuff in there so it makes up about 1% of the spray that you're spraying out, 1% to 2%. 2% might even be better for this fire blight deal.
Whoa.
And you can spray. The old recommendation about fire blight was to spray while the plant was in bloom. What we found out with the hydrogen peroxide is that we can spray the plant anytime, and doing it now prior to bud break. And then, you know, again, a couple more times, we'll probably eliminate it from showing up at all.
Oh, that's great. Now, I should still mix it with the Garrot juice, right?
I would use that as the base spray, especially after the foliage is on the plant. Before the foliage is there, you could just do it by itself with water and then start using the Garrot juice. If you do the Garrot juice spray prior to leaf emergence, you'll get some benefit out of it. It soaks into the tree through the bark tissue and the buds and everything. So either way you want to go, but before the leaves come out, I'd spray the entire tree, but also the ground plane, the root zone area also.
One other question I was going to ask you. You put up on the pears, you said this is one of the easiest to grow. That's true for us, too, in Arkansas. But it says needs less pruning, but ours are, we bought them at Lowe's or Home Depot, and they were supposed to be semi-dwarf, but they, shoot, I can't even reach them with a ladder, you know, with some of the top growth, they grow straight up. Shouldn't I cut that stuff?
That's just a matter of convenience for you, Joe.
Oh, good.
If you need to do it, fine.
Okay, that's what I was just wondering. I'm not going to hurt the tree, right?
No.
Okay, yeah, because some of them pears I couldn't reach. They're weighed. So anyway, I saw that, and you said very little pruning, but okay, I can still.
No, you can prune it to be more of 45-degree angle growth and lower growth, so it aids your harvest.
Yeah.
And it won't hurt the tree at all.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Bye.
Let's see what Regina's up to in Dallas. Hey, Regina.
Hey, Howard. Yeah, well, I just want to let you and everybody know we're not giving up on the Dallas City Council. I mean, 9 of them can vote to stop fluoridation in Dallas. Two big news articles came out because it followed some research that had come out.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these articles were in Newsweek magazine and connected with quotes from the researchers and people that know that fluoridation is not a good idea. We don't need it in Dallas. We already have fluoride in the water, and it needs to stop. So on March 25th, which is a Wednesday, it's a day that the council is meeting in the big chambers, We're going to encourage a very large crowd to come and meet outside at 8. And then we'll go into the chambers at 9 o'clock, because 9 o'clock is when open mic starts. In the city of Dallas, citizens have 3 minutes to speak to their counselors once a month. And so we haven't been back since January 28th, when they voted to purchase the hydrofluorosilicic acid for our water. So we're going to go back, and we have the first 4 speakers are already scheduled. And we
okay,
know
we're going to have to run, but just real quickly, we don't have any chance to get anything stopped anytime soon, do we? They've signed
yes,
a contract.
No. It's because the contract has been signed. At any time, today, tomorrow, they can 9 of them can vote to stop fluoridation.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. I got to run for a bit. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
Make this your best gardening season yet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Invest a bit of time now to ensure a bountiful harvest and beautiful landscape throughout the season. And include Milorganite, eco-friendly, all-purpose fertilizer, as part of your formula for success. Use Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer in all your planting beds. The low nitrogen, slow release formula makes Milorganite goof-proof and good for the environment. So choose Milorganite for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com to find a store near you.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I talked to Regina off the air a little bit more about the fluoride situation in Dallas. Those of you that didn't get in on all of that, there was an attempt to try to get talk the city council here into voting to not put the acid, the fluoride acid, in the water anymore. And there was two people on city council that were on the right side, the side of sanity of stopping doing that. Dallas has natural fluoride already in the water, for one thing. There's a whole bunch of reasons for it. There has been new research come out, as she mentioned, about the dangers of the fluoride, thyroid problems, and other kinds of things. So what is news to me is that at any time, 9 of the 15 city council people could vote to stop putting it in the water. And so they're going to keep up the pressure. And the next meeting is this March 25th. They're trying to get as many people to go down there as possible. I think most of the speakers are lined up, but if you want to come down and speak, you can call the city council and see if there's any open spots for that. And the battle goes on, and hopefully we'll go the right direction at some point. Mark and Prosper is next up. Hello, Mark.
Morning, Howard. I had a tip for you on fire ant control.
Okay.
So I use mesquite wood when I barbecue, and before I put that stuff in the smoker, I soak it for about 24 hours in water. And mm-hmm. if you take that water and pour that on a fire ant hill, you won't see them anymore. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Interesting. Mesquite wood soaking in water. You're going to get some of the tannins and various natural chemicals coming out of the wood, and that runs off fire. It's interesting.
Yep, you actually get a pretty dark colored wood after about, or dark colored water after about 24 hours. You can even see a little sheen of oil on the top. I think there's some oil in that wood as well. That may help.
Uh huh. Do you have a lot of bark on what you use?
No, I just go to a department store and buy the big chunks. You know, there are a couple.
So it's just wood. It's just the cellulose, the wood inside the tree, primarily.
That's right.
Okay, I like it. We don't have too much of a problem with fire ants with organic programs, but we're always looking for additional cures, and especially something as non-toxic as that. That's very interesting. It'd be good to get a test done at some point to see what kind of natural chemicals are in there and what might be specifically the causal agent there. Yeah, I'm making a note here to look into that more. I appreciate the tip, Mark.
Thank you, Howard.
Thanks.
Bye.
We like getting that kind of stuff because no telling what you're going to run into when you try something. Some of the best things that I recommend came from tips that people called in on the show with here. Angie's next up in Forney, Texas. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Garrett. I have a question. I put down the compost in the fall in our yard. It's a brand new Bermuda lawn.
Uh-huh.
And when we put it down, we did what you said, raked it all through. And now you can still see in some areas some of the compost. And if you go out there and look, it's like larger, like, oh, maybe an inch long piece of mulch. So it wasn't like perfect small compost when
right,
I put it down.
Right.
Do I need to rake that up before I put my fertilizer down?
No, I wouldn't worry about it at all. As the grass starts to grow, you're going to have the grass spread laterally to a degree, and it'll cover all that up, and that really won't be a problem at all. The only thing you might see a little bit with larger pieces like that will be some mushrooms growing a little bit here and there, and you just drag a hose over them if you don't like the way they look. I think they're kind of cool looking myself, but that might be something as they decay that they will cause some mushrooms to grow.
Okay.
But other than that, it's no problem at all.
Okay, is it too late to put the corn gluten meal down?
It's too late to get the pre-emergent effect, probably.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether the crabgrass and the grass burrs and other summer weeds, roadside aster maybe, things like that, have germinated yet. They may not have. We've had such cloudy weather for so long. You may still get the benefit of that. I just couldn't. No, and nobody could promise you. You would get the fertilizer effect, so you know, it's worth it from that standpoint for sure.
Okay, the other question I have is, when you say spray on Garrett juice and all that, I used to use a handheld sprayer that you could dial and all that, and I've read all your books, and you don't recommend that because you can't really tell when you're still spraying the Garrett juice.
They're very undependable, that's right.
Right, I guess that. So, and there's just no way I can do one that you have to, like, attach to a hose bib and then you put it into a bucket and all that. I've been trying to research one that you could carry or, you know, roll around your yard, like maybe a professional would use, but smaller scale.
Mm-hmm.
Would you recommend one of those? Or
yeah, if your budget works, having some kind of little power sprayer that you could roll around would be ideal. How big is your place?
Oh, it's 60 feet by 80 feet.
So it's kind of a normal size lot. That would be fine to look into and see if it fits your budget. The next step down, which is what we use a whole lot with our places, and our one of our places is a lot bigger than that, is a backpack sprayer. And they work very well, and you can get a good backpack sprayer for just, you know, $100 to $150, somewhere in that range.
Okay, that might be a good option then. Okay. All right, well, that's all I... Oh, and one other question real quick.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of black cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in black cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of black cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working black cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply black cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black cow, the mature manure, black cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Okay. The last caller, Angie, and I were talking off the air a little bit about raised beds. I thought others might be interested in one, a couple of points. She was asking about the orientation of a raised bed for vegetable gardening. And the thing that's most commonly recommended, and I think I agree with it, is to run them north and south, and that way you get more of the morning and afternoon sun on more plants, I guess, is what people are saying. But that's what is recommended by most people, is the north and south orientation. The other thing is, she was talking about putting it on the west side of her yard against a fence, basically, or near the fence, so that the fence would actually give some afternoon shade. Some plants will really appreciate that. The morning sun for vegetable gardening or for a lot of landscaping plants is much more important than the afternoon. Plus, the afternoon sun and the heat of the summer can burn plants a lot easier than the morning sun. The color of the light in the morning is important, and the temperatures are lower, and it's just best if you allow as much of the morning through the the beginning, really getting hot in the afternoon, western part of the sky for vegetables and other things as well. Back to the phones, L.D. in La Pointe, Utah, next up. Hello, L.D.
Hello. I got a couple of questions. One of them is about tomato wilt.
Okay.
We're a couple of months away from planting up here.
Right.
And you've recommended cornmeal in the soil prep to help with the tomato wilt. Would you want to broadcast it out now and till it in, or would you want to plant it as you plant the tomatoes? How would you do that?
Yeah, that's a good question, LD. I think from the standpoint of what would be the most efficacy you could have, putting the compost and the cornmeal in now, tilling it in and letting it start to develop the beneficial microbes. See, the way cornmeal works is that it stimulates a beneficial fungus called Trichoderma. And Trichoderma will overcome and kill certain pathogens, and some of the pathogens, you know, might be what you're having difficulty with. The best of both worlds would be to do it now, and then later on, when you plant, soak some cornmeal in water, make the cornmeal tea like I've talked about, and spray it on the foliage of the new plants, and as they start to grow, if along with the Garrett juice mixture would be best, and then take those soaked particulate part of the cornmeal and spread it out on the surface of the soil, and then mulch on top of that. That'd be the best of all worlds.
Okay.
Do it at both times, in other words.
Oh, perfect. Also, you talked about lawn thatching and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Up here, we get single-digit humidity in the summer.
Uh-huh.
Very dry.
Yeah.
We tried leaving the lawn clippings out and just letting them try to, you know, composting the lawn, and all we end up is a thick layer of dead grass. It just doesn't break down too well.
Well, the key for you there is to use organic fertilizers and to spray the Garrett juice mixture. Make it yourself. The formula is on our website and in my books and everything. And if you get the one that has the mycorrhizae and the bacteria in it, if you do buy a commercial one, get the Garrett Juice Pro, and it'll help you with that breakdown. Also, the company called BioSI, they have a product that is specifically for helping with thatch.
Oh.
And you might look at that, too. So just kicking up the biological activity just a little bit more, and even with the low humidity and everything, your thatch, and don't ever use anything but organic fertilizers, your thatch
right.
problem will go away.
Okay.
All right.
One more thing.
All right.
Are praying mantis beneficial or not?
Yeah, they are, but they're more of an interesting thing than a really true big beneficial, because they will eat anything that comes by. You know, they'll eat beneficials just like they'll eat pests. They're just opportunistic and gobbling anything that comes along. Plus, you never seem to have enough of them to do a whole bunch of control of pests. I like to use them. I think they're fascinating little creatures, and I like being around them, but I don't think they do that much control of pests. I wouldn't invest a bunch of money in it just for that specific purpose.
Okay.
They're fun. Right. They're fun, though, to do.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They are. They change colors, all that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
And they do, okay, do some good, but I've seen them eating honeybees and things like that, so they will get some beneficials just like the pests.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
Good luck with your gardening. Talk to you later.
Thanks.
See ya. Let's go to Corsicana and talk to Ann. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Howard. I had a question last week and I forgot to ask you. We use a lot of zeolite in the soil, trying to improve the soil, and we have been using it because we live in the middle of nowhere, from the cat litter that the HEB grocery store was doing, which was 100% zeolite.
Perfect.
And they reformulated and just added bentonite recently, bentonite clay for a clumping factor.
That's not good.
You don't like bentonite?
Nope. Let me tell you what you use bentonite for. Bentonite is used as it's tilled into the bed, to the bottom of lakes that won't hold water. So, in other words, it expands and it becomes a real problem thing for the soil. And it helps a pond that's the not holding water to hold water because it seals off the bottom of the lake. But you don't want that going into your beds. Bentonite clay is not good. I would change brands. I'd find another cat litter that just uses 100% zeolite and nothing else in it.
Okay.
If you're going to go that, you know, that route. Otherwise, just buy clean, pure zeolite.
Yeah, it's fine to get out here. That's difficult. I guess the next
Well,
time
I tell you where it's available.
The big city.
If you talk to the feed stores, they can get it real easily. There's a horse stall product or two, and they're nothing but pure zeolite.
Okay.
Yeah, check on that.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do some research.
Appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
And those of you that are wondering what the heck we're talking about zeolite, zeolite is a natural mineral from the soil. It starts off as volcanic dust in the air, goes in the ocean, and over a long time, it becomes zeolites. There's a whole lot of different zeolites, and they have this really unique feature, that's why they're using cat litters, of grabbing certain things and holding them, sequestering them. And there's a pecking order of what zeolite likes the best. And the thing that it likes the most is ammonia. And so that's why it works as a cat litter. I've tried for years to get somebody to put a fertilizer out that would be zeolite that has already that has captured the nitrogen, the ammonia, and some trace metals and things, and then re-release it. And to date, we haven't been successful at getting that on the market yet. There's all kinds of research, including NASA looking into it to use in space travel. But for some reason, it's never ended up on the market as a as an organic fertilizer yet. I think it probably will at some point. The other thing that zeolite is good for any of you that are doing any kind of landscaping or gardening or anything, zeolite has this ability when it's used as one of your rock minerals in the soil, like we recommend, has the ability to buffer things. If anything is out of balance, out of whack, as far as the mineral content of soil, zeolite helps to bring it back in into balance. It has a pretty high cation exchange capacity, at least certain ones of them do, and does some good there too. But it is a good tool to use. We've got a lot of information about it on our website on dirtdoctor.com and also in my books as well, especially the organic management for the professional book. I think probably has the most information about it. Next up is Randy in Justine, Texas. Is that correct?
Justine.
Yes, sir. What's up?
Good morning. I've got a couple of questions. I've got voles, sandy soil, got voles or molds in the soil.
Okay.
I've tried the windmill type mold chasers to no avail. You recommend a solar mold chaser, and I think Harbor Freight carries those.
Harbor Freight does, and they're real cheap, so I'd give it a whirl and see if it works.
Well, that was my question. I've got a garden area about 16 by 30. Do you have any idea what square footage that would cover?
Well, those things are so inexpensive, Randy. I'd probably try 16 by 30. I'd probably try at least three of them. They're so inexpensive, and see if they work. You can start off with two. Might be all you need. It tells on the box how many square feet they supposedly cover. You might go by whatever their recommendation is. And then if you need to use more, you can buy more of them because they're not very much money at all. I can't remember the exact price point, but it shocked me when I saw how cheap they were.
Yeah, I think they're about $10, and you
something
can get
like
it online.
That. Yeah,
online coupon for like 20% off, so it brings them down.
Yeah, give it a whirl and let me know because I've had a couple of people comment on using them and said it worked pretty well, but I'd love to get another little test plot going.
Okay. I've started some seedlings in the house and they're looking really good. The beefsteak tomato seedlings and some large cherry tomatoes.
Okay.
I noticed on the beefsteak some of the leaves have curled up just a little bit. Is that going to turn into full-blown leaf curl later?
Well, I hope not, but you can head it off at the pass if it is, and it'd probably be a good idea. to be spritzing them with a Garrett juice. Make up a Garrett juice mixture in a little quart hand, you know, spray bottle, and okay. put some hydrogen peroxide in it. So the hydrogen peroxide makes up, in this case, probably about 2% of the volume. And spritz it on there, and if it is curly top, which is a virus, or maybe just you know some less problematic disease, the hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice will shut it down.
And just drench the foliage?
Just spray it with the little, you know what I'm talking about, just a handheld trigger spray, quart sprayer.
Right. Okay. Oh, I also got the pear tree and plum tree in full bloom now. You think so? You think it's good?
I think it's good. I don't think we're going to have any more freezing weather. I wish I knew for sure.
I hope not, because I'd like to get some plums and pears this year.
Good luck. I got to run. Talk to you later. Howard Garrett, be back after this.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
Hard at work for over 60 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain. 9 water patterns for a variety of uses. Or a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically, because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea, or using rose petals in teas or salads, is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I was just playing around with the internet. They've got a different kind of search engine going on here, and I've found something that might be helpful to some people rather than forgetting dirtdoctor.com as the website, and you happen to be able to remember my name. If you go to just do a web search for Howard Garrett, all the stuff comes up, and including YouTube videos and it's a quick way to find a bunch of stuff, including a lot of stuff that's on our website. But just a tip, if you do Howard Garrett and then type in Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, or Howard Garrett Dirt Doctor, even more stuff comes up. If you do just Howard Garrett, there's another Howard Garrett that comes up that's fascinating. I've been meaning to call him for a long time, and I made a note here to do it. He's an orca expert. In other words, a killer whale expert, apparently. And done some interesting things. I need to try to make contact with him. Let's go to Ovilla and talk to Doris. Hi, Doris.
Hey, yes, Howard. I have these ants that have come back in our bathroom. I think a year or so ago, they it's like they brought up some black dirt under the toilet or dirt-like substance.
Uh-huh.
And I think we put down cinnamon and maybe some diatomaceous earth and... But they're coming back again after this freeze, or the thaw.
Right.
And they're like a large kind of ant, kind of brownish.
Well,
I'm wondering, what do you do? Do I need to put orange oil down on the ground under, outside around the bathroom area?
On some ants, we had an issue with this at our house. Some ants come in from large colonies outside, so you can repel them with cinnamon and black pepper and do bio wash and do all the things that work to kill the ones that are coming in, but just more come in because it's a gigantic colony that's out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So if that's what you have, and it could be, one, you could try to find it yourself and treat with the essential oils or things like that. But if it continues after that, you need to get a company like EcoSafe to help you with it, because they can put out baits that fit the organic approach that would be taken back and to the colony and kill out the colony. We got ours under control, but it was a problem there for quite a while.
Yeah, it's like they bring up dirt and stuff underneath the toilet. But
interesting. Well, yeah. You can try doing it yourself, figuring it out outside. There are some baits that are over-the-counter type things that you could buy that they would take back. The spinosad product specifically would work very well, but you got to figure out where they're coming from to use spinosad. Some of the baits that they would actually take back, you're going to have to go in and get some help buying it specifically. I don't know what the brand names would be or anything.
Right. And another thing, I've been kind of making my own Garrick juice, but I don't have any more fish emulsion or fish, but I have these seaweed powder. Is that, is that still good? I can use mix that in water. Okay.
Yeah, that's actually what goes in the commercial versions is the dry. It's used, the dry seaweed that you put in water and it goes into solution. That's what's actually used in the commercial products. So that's perfectly fine to use. Now, seaweed's different than fish. Fish will have more MPK, a little more fertilizer horsepower. Seaweed has less fertilizer value, but it also has some plant stimulants and things and does some other good jobs. So using both of them is what a lot of people like to do.
Okay. All right. Get some fish. Okay, thanks a lot.
Appreciate the call. It's I wanted to read you something real quick, and then we'll go back to the phone. This was in this Capital Press publication out of Washington that I've told you about a couple of times. There was a study done in California. It says a farm advisor here is urging onion seed growers to take steps to protect their crop in light of new research showing that pesticide applications can repel honeybees that are crucial to production. A four-year study by University of California Agriculture and Natural Resources scientists found that if pesticides are applied repeatedly before onion bloom, honeybees are less likely to visit the flowers when the flowers open up. Honeybee visitation has a direct impact on seed yield, they said. This study suggests growers should limit their insecticide applications in fields as researchers started seeing reduced honeybee activity with three or more applications. Just a little bit more research on our side, and it will continue. They're delighted to see that come out. Not the problem, but the research about it. Anne Marie in Dallas next up. Hey, Anne Marie.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. What's up?
You're talking about cornmeal to go on the yard.
Uh-huh.
Where do I find it, and is there a name brand to buy? Or
now there's several different brands out there, Anne Marie, and also some of them won't even have a name on them. They'll just be in brown generic bags.
Okay.
Any of the feed stores, the garden centers that sell organics, some of the hardware stores, like Gecko, you're in Dallas, Gecko Hardware, will have whole cornmeal. It's just corn ground up is all it is.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate the call. And I appreciate everybody's call today. We had a good group of questions and some terrific tips, which we always appreciate. We will be around via dirtdoctor.com if you have any questions during the week, or you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Get our free newsletter by filling out the form on the homepage. And, of course, everything you do, try to do it as organic as you can. Enjoy your gardens. Hope your weather's okay. And don't forget to feed the birds.